The reason it isn't aren't strictly medical. Over the past 3 decades, pharmaceutical companies have conducted hundreds of trials for at least 10 antidepressants to treat severe PMS, social anxiety disorder, and any number of conditions. What they've almost never done is test their drugs on the sickest people, those on the verge of suicide. There are ethical considerations. Doctors don't want to give a placebo to a person who's about to kill himself. And reputational concerns. A suicide in a drug trial could hurt a medication's sales prospects. The risk-benefit calculation has changed amid the suicide epidemic in the U.S. from 1999 to 2016. The rate of suicides increased by 30%. It's now the second leading cause of death for 10 to 34-year-olds behind accidents. Globally, the opposite is true. Suicide is decreasing. Growing economic disparity, returning veterans traumatized by war, the opioid crisis, easy access to guns, these have all been cited as reasons for the rise in America. There's been no breakthrough in easing any of these circumstances, but there is finally a serious quest for a suicidal cure. Ketamine is at the center, and crucially, the pharmaceutical industry now sees a path. The first ketamine-based drug from Johnson & Johnson could be approved for treatment-resistant depression by March, and suicidal thinking within 2 years. Allergan PLC is not far behind in developing its own fast-acting antidepressant that could help suicidal patients. How this happened is one of the most hopeful tales of scientific research in recent memory. Dennis Charney, dean of the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York, works from an office filled with family pictures, diplomas, and awards from a long career in research. One thing on the wall is different from the rest. A patent for the use of a nasal spray form of ketamine as a treatment for suicidal patients. The story of the drug is in some ways the story of Charney's career.